The Daytona 500 comes this Sunday, and for the first time, the cars in this NASCAR event will include one made by a Japanese automaker. Michael Waltrip qualified for the race in a Toyota, but it will not be his first choice of cars. He had another Toyota that was disqualified in a cheating scandal. To find out more, we've called Stephen Cole Smith. He's the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. NASCAR fans are very familiar with this story, but if you could bring the rest of us up to speed, please. What is this cheating scandal about?
Well, it's certainly the latest cheating scandal. There was a pretty big one last year, but what a lot of people don't realize is this is nothing new. In 2001, NASCAR fined 18 teams for cheating in the Daytona 500. In this particular case, there was four or five teams fined, but Michael Waltrip's Toyota was by far the most egregious violation. They found an additive in the fuel that helps the fuel burn, and messing with the engine, with the tires, those are two things you do not do with NASCAR. So they levied a very severe fine. They basically took his car away. He'll probably get it back at some point, but it sent Michael to a backup car for one of his teammates, and against all odds, literally, this is an amazing story, he did qualify for the race, and I would not have given you a nickel for his chances of getting in, but not only is he in, he'll be the highest qualifying Toyota starting 15th on Sunday.
Hmm. This is the NASCAR equivalent of a steroid scandal, I guess.
That's pretty close. You know, there are a million ways that NASCAR defines cheating. The NASCAR rulebook, which nobody ever gets a copy of except the competitors, they never give it to us in the media, may say something like, this has to be held on with a half-inch bolt. It may not say the bolt can be drilled out to make it lighter. Now, does that make it cheating, or does that make it innovative crew chiefing? NASCAR calls it cheating. I might call it something else.
How tolerant are the fans of this sort of thing?
You know, I think they used to be a lot more tolerant because cheating in NASCAR, I mean, this is a tradition. And when we talk cheating in NASCAR, we talk some pretty darn innovative things. Back in the olden days, in order to make the car lower on the track yet measure the right height, they would put a lump of coal on top of the springs. The car would go out, the bumps in the track would break the coal, and suddenly the car would settle down. They used to weigh the cars only before they went on the track, and there have been documented cases of people making radios and helmets out of lead. They weigh the car, they take the 150-pound helmet out, and suddenly the car is much lighter. It's always been looked at with some amusement and even with some respect. But now suddenly, with everybody from the New York Times to the daily news programs on television talking about cheating and talking about a disgrace to the sport, it's become a lot more serious, and NASCAR is certainly taking it serious. And Toyota, a very, very conservative company, really took it seriously these past couple of days.
Oh, goodness. It's been so much fun to talk about cheating that I've almost run out of time to ask about Toyota. Very, very briefly, how are fans taking the news of a Toyota in the race?
You know, I really was looking for a sort of scandalized bunch of people who the media seems to have found a few spokespeople of, but I'm not seeing any buzz at all, pro or con, down in Daytona. That may change Sunday as we get our normal, quarter million drunken fans out there being pros and cons. So far, the huge controversy has only been this cheating scandal. It hasn't been the fact Toyotas are going to be on the track.
Stephen Cole Smith, thanks very much.
Thank you.
He's automotive editor of the Orlando Sentinel.